I fell asleep in my tree stand, and I missed getting a shot at a big buck. I wasn't ready for him.
When you're not prepared, you'll miss your only chance, and that goes for more than just deer hunting. Guess what? You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. When I was about 8 years old, I got to play the best character in a play about pirates, and I was dressed up with a sword and everything. But when it came time to perform, I couldn't remember any of my lines. I completely blanked because I hadn't prepared properly by memorizing the script. The question is, are you prepared? Not for a school play, but are you ready for Jesus to come back? That's what our story is about today. It's called Hitting the Mark, Part 2. Ellis and his dad woke up before sunrise to walk out to the woods the first day of bow hunting season. It was a brisk morning and the frosty grass crunched beneath Ellis's feet as he walked. "Your stand is right up here," Dad whispered. Before Ellis could climb the ladder up to his tree stand, Dad grabbed his elbow. "Ellis, there are two things you need to remember." Dad's face was serious. "Do not fall asleep, and do not leave your stand." Ellis nodded. "You're going to do great," Dad whispered before he disappeared into the darkness to sit in a tree stand somewhere else. 30 minutes later, Ellis was getting bored and sleepy. He kept watching for deer, but his hunting jacket was so warm and the sounds of the woods were so calming, he closed his eyes. Ellis's eyes shot open when he heard a loud scraping sound coming from below. Rattled, he turned quickly and saw a giant buck scraping his antlers against a tree right next to him. He frantically reached for his bow, but the deer had already heard him. With a dash, the buck was gone. When Dad came back to get him, Ellis tried not to let him see that he had been crying. "Ellis, what's wrong?" asked Dad.
"Dad, I'm so sorry. I fell asleep and a giant buck got away. Are you mad?"
"Of course I'm not mad," Dad said. "I'm only disappointed for you because I know how badly you wanted to get a deer today, and I wanted you to be safe." Ellis sniffled.
"I wish I had listened to your instructions. When that buck came, I wasn't ready for him."
Dad smiled. "That reminds me of some other instructions we should all listen to about being ready. Pastor Brown talked about them at church last week, remember?"
"You mean what he said about being ready for Jesus to come back?" asked Ellis.
Dad nodded. "Jesus promised to come back someday to get rid of all sin and make everything new. And what a day that will be. But we need to be ready. First, we must trust him as our Savior. Then, as we wait for him, we need to be alert to how we can help more people know how much he loves them." And what about you? Are you ready for Jesus to come back? The Bible tells us that no one knows the day or time of Jesus' return, so we need to be ready. That means trusting him to forgive our sins and make us right with God, knowing we could never hit the mark of God's perfect standard ourselves. Then we can serve him and share his love with others as we wait for him to return. Our key verse is Matthew 24:42.
"Therefore, be alert, since you don't know what day your Lord is coming."
And our key thought for today, be ready for Jesus. You know what? I love to hear from listeners just like you. So if you ever have a question about God or the Bible or anything else, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of those questions we receive from kids like you. Who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send them my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.